Good morning. It's 10th of August. In the New Testament reading, we are in Mark chapter 5. Once again, I'm reading from Brother Lou Sargent, and we're going to think about Legion. I read. Running to Jesus, the man fell on his knees. As Jesus was in the act of calling out the unclean spirit, the man shouted, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He was using the customary language of exorcism to place Jesus under oath, throwing it back at the one whom he regarded as exorcist. Jesus took an unusual course, where in other cases he gave only the same word of command that he had done to wind and waves. He now kept asking, "What is your name?" as though trying to recall a man to his true personality. Jesus knew when the need arose for taking some special steps to evoke faith. The reply he gained at last, with its odd transition from singular to plural, showed self-awareness struggling within the diseased mind's obsession. "My name is Legion, for we are many." Speaking now as the horde of demons, the man begged that Jesus would not send them out of the country. There was a belief that demons belonged to a particular region. A herd of pigs on the hillside catching his eye, he asked, "If you cast us out, send us away into the swine." With a word of permission from Jesus, in a moment about 2,000 pigs were charging down the steep bank, and with the momentum of those behind driving on those in front, the whole herd rushed into the waters and were drowned. The incident has given rise to much questioning. It occurred in Decapolis, the region of those 10 cities, which were largely Gentile in their inhabitants. Here the law would be disregarded by non-Jews, and the Jews were largely Hellenized and slack or unobservant. Was Jesus indirectly maintaining the validity of the law in allowing the destruction of these unclean beasts? Or was he testifying to the greater value of life than property by using the swine in the process of the man's recovery? All that we know of Jesus gives assurance that it was not a wanton act of destruction. It is to be noted that it was only permitted by Jesus and not commanded. Whatever the ethical justification for an act unique in the story of Jesus, it bears a remarkable symbolism. The swine, typical of uncleanness, were destroyed in the element which signifies the turbulence of mankind, while the very man who had had the legion in him is found sitting as a disciple at the feet of Jesus, clothed and self-controlled. For him, the tumult had been quelled in a new love. By contrast, the standard of value of the pig owners is shown in a way that would be comic if it were not tragic. The herdsmen had dashed off in panic to report the loss and found their masters in the city or the surrounding farms. When these men came to verify the report, their material loss outweighed the sight of the man restored to sanity. Hearing the full story, they begged Jesus to go away before more troubles befell them. How much they lost in life and happiness for their own suffering ones, let alone of spiritual health for themselves, they would never know. Pigs meant more than salvation, as often they still do. Whatever we might think of this incident, there is a powerful exhortation in that last point. Thank you for listening.